Buyer's Warehouse. Sound like this?
Hello? Where's my seed?
If your seed supplier can't fill your order, think Burris Hybrids. Seed is available today and ready to ship. New products like Optimum Acre Max and Optimum Acre Max Extra Single Bag Refuge. We honor our word at Burris and are ready to fill orders today. Call your local dealer or 877-4-B-U-R-R-U-S.
Get to Nissan for the offer you need on the Nissan you want during the Nissan Now sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
Hit the B square.
All right, large morning show in the afternoon. It is the Big 550 KTRS on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Although our next guest probably is hating life right about now. The fact that it's so sunny and beautiful outside.
Oh, and next week's supposed to be really nice.
Even nicer. Uh-oh. Sorry, Joe. Joe Hipperson is brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations, of course, around the St. Louis area, and they are online at oric.com. Here he is, everybody, Mr. Sunshine, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I know you like it rainy and cloudy and cold, but...
I'm fighting this, man. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight it as long and hard as I can, which is why I'm wearing a wife beater undershirt, a white t-shirt, a button-up shirt. I got the tie. I've got a sweater, and I've got my pea coat on as well.
Oh, my goodness.
I just
Are
don't care.
Are you sweating over there? Because it's hot in here.
I'm sticking it to the weather. That's what I'm going to stick it to the man, stick it to the sun. It's all good. Later on tonight,
that
there'll
poor
be a,
sun.
Later on tonight, there's going to be a bit of a draft. I'm going to enjoy it. Windows open, air conditioner on. I'm going to just rock out. Maybe I'll put on a fur coat. It's fine. I do that. I will drive with windows cracked in the car, windows open in the place, air conditioner on. I don't care about energy saving or anything. I'm not going green. I'm just going for me. So it's all good. You of course are loving this, though, aren't you? With your really nice too tight t-shirt. What'd you get? The Junior's department? What is that, man?
Oh,
seriously.
Oh, this
is
tight. Loose. What are you talking about? It's my Dunder Mifflin t-shirt from the TV show The Office.
I got a 12-year-old son that'd be tight on him. For real, man.
Oh, it's not a tight
what
shirt.
What size is that? Is that a small?
I think it's a large.
Really?
A large
in the Junior's
large
department.
Kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Hang on. You carry on. I'll let Tina look in my shirt.
Okay. Have Tina look in your shirt. For those that are listening to the millions out there that
goodness.
Are tuning in, Bill Cleveland is wearing
It's a medium.
It's a medium t-shirt. We're not even close to the same build, are we?
No.
That's a shame. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why it probably hasn't gone down yet, that whole idea of us having a boxing match, right? I know you're going to roll your eyes, but it still was a moment of great inspiration for me when I thought, wow, man, Guns N' Roses, Joe Hipperson, Bill Cleveland, a little undercard action. I got excited. I started watching the Rocky movies, did some push-ups.
I know. You brought in your...
I even brought in trunks, man.
Your arms are so much longer, though. You could just, like, hold it.
Yeah, reach.
Don't. That's my plan. That's the massive plan. Come on.
You got to watch out for us scrappy guys.
You know? It would be a lot of fun.
What about a race?
A race?
Yeah.
No.
Do you run?
No. No.
I
think we ought to do a race. No.
I can run, but I look awkward when I run. I mean, when I run, it's
I'm not
like,
saying I don't look awkward, but
no,
I...
No. When I run, it's like a baby giraffe walking for the first time. You know, it's just weird, gangly, awkward.
Oh,
it's
definitely
bizarre.
Race then, yes.
Let's race.
I don't mind filming myself doing some running in order to get ready for the big match. That's fine.
You guys could punch each other while running.
Nobody in radio looks good when they run. They just don't. Haven't you figured that out? A lot of people that work in this industry just... aren't meant to be runners. We're meant to just sit down, speak into a mic, and that's it.
We could 5 o'clock. I'll go out the way.
Speak for yourself,
I'll go out
buddy.
The parking lot. We can run.
No, I'll name names. You ever seen David Solomon run? You guys know who David Solomon
yes.
is?
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like a raptor in Jurassic Park chasing you. It's crazy, it's bizarre. And I say that with love. I've got nothing but love for David Solomon. But if you do want to see live action, I mean, we're talking beyond 3D Jurassic Park action. You see a guy named David Solomon, just yell something that would make him run. Raptor. Same thing, man. Really cool. All right, so I'm sorry, Bill, for making fun of your outfit. Okay. Maybe I'm envious.
I don't care what
maybe I'm
you
envious
say.
Sitting
you
here
me?
Sweating right now in this sauna, which is my existence. Yeah, my own worst enemy. It's what it is. See, I dress this way.
You got to be sweating.
And it's warm.
We're
in the
hot
studio.
And we're in t-shirts.
It is warm in here, but it's I'm getting through it. I'm gonna work through it. It'll be all right. It'll be good. And I do like the Dunder Mifflin shirt. Very cool stuff. You're keeping it real. So this weekend you have a couple options to choose from. Three films opening up at a theater near you. First one is a movie they've had previews out for like the last 5 years called John Carter. Does anyone have any idea what John Carter is about? There've been previews for this thing forever.
Yeah. I saw the previews. I have no idea.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
He's back in the pioneering days, but somehow he gets swept up onto Mars.
Right, and they show you these previews, and it starts out with the Disney logo. You're like, oh, okay, okay, Disney. And then you see all these crazy battles, and it looks a lot like recently they did a very, very stupid thing, and they remade or rebooted the Conan the Barbarian franchise.
Right.
This, to me, looks like B-roll footage from that terrible remake. The whole concept is basically what you said, you know, old school Civil War type era kind of thing. This guy gets swept up onto Mars. And when he finds himself on Mars, he doesn't know what the year is, has no idea what's going on, but somehow on Mars, he has superhuman abilities. Mm-hmm. And he's now swept into this big, giant battle between the good guys and the bad guys. And he falls in love with the princess. And it's basically...
And that's the only reason he wants to help them. Is because
exactly.
Of her.
Yeah, he pulls a Han Solo.
Well, it's kind of like Cowboys and Aliens.
Well, it's... Kind of nothing two like Cowboys and Aliens.
Well, it's two totally different periods, and they put them together.
You're right. You do. You mash
up. That movie.
No thanks.
Okay, we'll move on from the mashed up periods and onto the next film. John Carter, by the way, your kids will dig it. And if you've got tweens, kids around that age, they will dig it. But the pacing is a little bit bipolar. What I mean is, yes, you've got action and really cool stuff, and the kids will be like, wow, this is amazing. And just as crazy as that action is, it's just as boring when they have to do a bunch of exposition and explain a lot of stuff so the adults can say, hey, this is a real film. While they're basically acknowledging, hey, this is a real film, your kid's going to be squirming, antsy, they're going to want to use the John, they're going to get bored, and then you're going to have to basically con them into staying a little bit longer for the next big action throwaway CGI spectacle, which is no different than any other action set piece you've seen before. I'll put out Willem Dafoe. That's all I'll say about this film, Willem Dafoe. Good stuff.
Hmm.
Okay, there you go. The next film is called Silent House. Stars one of the Olsen twins. Hmm. My opinion, the only
I think it's one of the sisters.
I thought it was one of the twins. Wait. It's Elizabeth Olsen.
It's the one that was the Mary, Marcy, Moosey, Mushy, Mushy. What about that?
I'm sorry, what?
All the M names.
I'm sorry, it was a mashed up period. Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you've got Elizabeth Olsen, right? And she decides she's going to go visit her dad at the family lake house. What she doesn't know is that the family lake house is haunted. Oh, my God. That's right. It is rated R for disturbing, violent content and terror. I give it kudos for making an R rating out of this film. It could have been very easy to sell out and do the PG-13.
And I thought of you when I read about that, and it's that R. It's like, well, Joe's going to like that because he hates when they make scary movies PG.
Exactly, because if you go PG-13, it's scary, but it's not so scary, and they completely contradict their own... Let me get on top of this soapbox real quick. They contradict their own integrity as filmmakers when they release a PG-13 scary movie, and then about 2 or 3 months later at Redbox, you can get the unrated version of the scary movie, which is their original intention in the first place. It's a cash grab. When they put it out there as an R-rated flick, I back him up and say, good job, that's awesome, thank you very much. I don't do that for the next film, our third and final, which is called 1,000 Words and stars Eddie Murphy. This movie was not made recently. This movie's been on the shelf for some time.
Oh,
yeah. I believe 2008. Now, it could be wrong.
Wow.
I just saw the previews. Yeah, it could be
today.
09, but it is an old film. But they're pushing it as a 2012 release. Mm. It's been on the shelf for a very good reason. This is Eddie Murphy, basically. I don't know how to put this.
Being not funny? Still?
Well, you know, I mean,
it looked like Liar, Liar, the premise.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to be careful, because one, I don't want to try and even, I'm going to use the word stereotype. Eddie Murphy is a black actor, so obviously, you know, people might hear the wrong thing here, but I'm trying to say that he's just being Eddie Murphy. He's just, you know, doing his typical kind of Eddie Murphy shtick, and he's being his own stereotype, and it just doesn't work anymore. I don't find it as funny as I used to. I think, for me, Eddie Murphy's shtick was kind of gone somewhere around Vampire in Brooklyn to the movie Holy Man with Jeff Goldblum.
He kind of looked like, just the previews that I saw of this movie, kind of looked like his character in Daddy Daycare, kind of like that.
It is very, very reminiscent of Daddy Daycare, with him being a little bit more of just like, if we're going to go Eddie Murphy, we're going to put it out there. The Distinguished Gentleman is a movie that not many people have ever seen with Eddie Murphy. And he pretty much plays the same character in The Distinguished Gentleman as he does in here, only he's got kids, so he's got to be good by the kids. Premise is, He lies for a living. He can get anything he wants with his voice and with what he says. So a guru somewhere decides to get this magic tree in his backyard. Anytime he says anything, a leaf will fall off the tree. So he, in turn, learns the value of what words can really do.
That's beautiful.
Sounds great.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it sucks.
We'd be screwed, wouldn't we? All the trees would be dead.
Yeah.
So there you go, 1,000 words. Look, you know, 1,000 words, one day, very soon, because of the turnaround on this movie, Redbox it. All right? It'll be worth a rental for you, but this is not the kind of movie you buck up to get the whole theater experience. John Carter, not the greatest movie ever, but if you really want to see a new film in the theater, that's the film you go see. You get your money's worth. You get the whole crazy wild experience, you know, whatever, the whole 3D spectacle. There you get it. You know, you don't waste money on something like 1,000 words. You just wait, drop a buck at a Redbox, and rent it in about 2 weeks when it comes out. If you want a good laugh this weekend, the Funny Bone at Westport Plaza is where you can check out Josh Blue. And over at Comedy Etc. in Fairview Heights, Mr. Dave Coulier is in town all weekend long. Did I pronounce that right, Bill?
Coulier? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
Coulier. It's Dave Coulier. Why don't they just, you know, seriously, people are
the
able
Canadians,
to change.
Well, the Canadians with the IERs, yeah.
People change their names all the time in Hollywood to make it easier on people. Like Ralph Fiennes, stop. You know, just Ralph.
Ralph,
just
right.
Make it Ralph Fiennes, because everybody's going to call him Ralph Fiennes, and then you got that one guy, it's Rafe. Oh, excuse me, Rafe, and then it becomes a thing. You
and
identify
I read
yourself.
Guy Pearce was Guy Pearce.
What is that? Who, Guy? For
well,
real?
Well, Guy, that's a Canadian thing, because Canadian there's thing. Guy LaFleur.
So make it G-E-E, all right? Guy. It makes sense. Don't put a guy, G-Y, whatever. So there we go. Dave Coulier, or whatever he is.
Coulier.
Coulier.
Whatever,
you had it right.
I did, but I wanted to do that on purpose. So Dave is at Comedy Etc. Fairview Heights this weekend. We're going to go see a concert. I've got a couple options tonight. The Monos will be over at Lemons. The Spits on stage at the Atomic Cowboy.
Nice.
Yeah, Scott Trade Center has Radiohead, kids. That's right, Radiohead at
just
Scott
Trade
Center.
Don't pick up your tickets
at
Will Call.
My son's going there. He's all excited.
What do you mean, don't pick up your tickets at Will Call?
We had a long story about how slow the Will Call
was. Long line.
Sorry. Okay. You should have been here, Joe.
Yeah, I should have. I'm trying, Bill, to get more than just a couple minutes, you know. If there was once a day, Hip Nights, how you doing? Okay, so Radiohead will be on stage at Scott Trade Center tonight. So if you're a really big fan of a guy putting a loop on a keyboard then yodeling the whole time, there you go, the new version of Radiohead. Hey, man, Pablo Honey, decent album. The Bends, that's where it's at. Kids, I've got some credibility when it comes to music and what is good and what is not. Just going to put this out there for you. Radiohead, great, great group. The Bends, an amazing album. But nowadays, yes, Tom York yodels over looped keyboards. That's just how I see it. And I have picked up and listened to every album. Okay, computer, pfft, whatever. All right, we've got I Am Dynamite over at Blueberry Hill tonight. The Crack Fox has a band called Tron Ate My Baby. The heavy anchor tonight is where you can see Word Science, which is spelled W-E-E-R-D, Science.
Word.
Which makes it weirder than Weird Science. It's Word Science, so word up. The Funky Butt Brass Band will be over at 2720 Cherokee.
Oh, they're good.
And they're playing with a band called Hip Grease, which I think I should check out, man.
Hey.
They were at the Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, mm-hmm. That Funky Butt Brass Band.
Funky Butt Brass Band.
They are excellent.
With Hip Grease over at 2720 Cherokee. Saturday at night, you can check out Nocturnal Nation at Pops, Need to Breathe at the Pageant, Cicero's has Squid the Whale, and at Lemons, the Psychedelic Psychonauts will be on stage Saturday night. Sunday, if Sunday is the only time for you to see a concert, you can go over to the Firebird, check out Margot and the Nuclear So-Sos, and another option on Sunday night, I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan, and my top five greatest, most epic groups of all time, Led Zeppelin, are in that top five. They could do no wrong, in my opinion, so whenever it comes down to a tribute band, I'm a little bit trepidatious?
Snobbish?
Well, yeah, okay, I'm a bit of a snob. So I only recommend things that I think are just interesting enough. Nobody is Robert Plant, nobody is Jimmy Page. But if you're going to see a group try and pull off Led Zeppelin music, that's to be a catch, something interesting, which is why I do recommend Les Zeppelin, which is an all-female version of Led Zeppelin. They'll be playing
good.
Sunday, the Old Rock House, Les Zeppelin. So that might be something fun for you. All right, this weekend, a couple options for you, things you might want to do if you want to support women. And I am a big supporter of women. In honor of this being Women's History Month, St. Louis Art Museum presents If It Wasn't for the Women. It's a discussion celebrating women of color in the arts, featuring artists and a whole lot of other crazy cool people over at the University City, Regional Arts Commission in U City. You go to art-stl.com for all the details. March the 10th, 11:30 a.m. Admission is absolutely free for you to go and appreciate women.
Seriously, Women's History Month?
According to the women, it's Women's History Month.
Really? Are they just making stuff up for every month now?
Every chauvinistic, every misogynistic.
Just a couple of days ago, it was like Pancake Month, and then it's this month. It's like... Sorry, Joe.
When could it be Awkward White Guy Month?
When
it's Awkward White Guy Month, I want a phone call because I need to know when that's going down. I will be in full support of that.
It's all Hallmark.
And last but not least. Sorry, I had to get dramatic. All right, it is time for the Green with Indy Craft Show, which goes down once a year. This is something over at Webster's Grant Gym, which is in Webster Groves. It's happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The show will be filled with tons of interesting recycled and homemade trinkets for each and all. Earlier, I spoke about how green I am and how much I care about the environment. I will definitely try and be there. There are 64 vendors on hand with tons of different things that you can pick up. Brand new stuff, recycled stuff. Interesting, very, very, very neat. There will be a whole lot of different ways for you to have the kids entertained as well. They've got a lot of interesting handmade goodies and baskets that you can win with little door prizes. GreenWithIndyCraftShow.com. It is the Green with Indy Craft Show happening this weekend in Webster Groves on Saturday. That does it for me. I'm out, and I'll talk to you next week. Joe Hipperson, sweating like crazy.
He is. I can see him sweating from here.
KTRS. I am hip on entertainment.
That guy a cold wash rag or something.
Take care, guys.
All right, Joe, everybody. Brought to you by Oric with 7 locations around the St. Louis area and online at oric.com. All right. And here's a guy I bet that likes beautiful days like today. Unlike Mr. Hipperson, here is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Bill.
You're a guy that likes to go outside on a beautiful sunny day like today, right? Like a normal person, like us?
I pretty much love every day. It's just great to be alive. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm glad you guys responded so quickly.
Had to think about it.
Nothing like a pause after somebody says, hey, is it great to be alive? You're like, let me think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. There are days when it's pouring down rain and the wind. Come on in, kitty. And the wind is blowing like out of the north-northwest at 20, 30 miles an hour, and it's duck season. I love that weather, too.
Mm.
Not everybody does. I know Frank doesn't get it.
I don't either.
I want you all to say hi to Kitty Harrison. Kitty Harrison, our director of marketing. Kitty, say hi to everybody that's AM in the PM.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right.
Wow. Hi, Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
That's Kitty. Kitty.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Kitty?
I'm awesome, thank you. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good. It's beautiful weather. We're selling cars. It doesn't get any better than this.
Well, you can tell she's in marketing, boy. She's taking over this commercial.
She's taking over.
Yeah.
You know what? And starting this weekend, we have the Slam Dunk sales event. Okay? Seriously, if you can shoot a basketball and you can't bring in your son who's playing high school basketball somewhere, I mean, it's the buyer of the vehicle, you can get hundreds of dollars off per shot, okay? How about that?
You have a basket? You have a net up there? And
No, Dan. We're just going to have you throw it up against the wall.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be fun.
I asked you earlier, are you on medication or what?
No, we were talking earlier.
I mean, you're funny, though.
You haven't figured out this is him. Yeah. I mean, this is just Dan.
We've been trying to get him to start taking medication, John.
Lisa McAllister, this unbelievable sales representative here at Londoff Chevrolet. We were talking, Dan, about your laugh and what a great laugh you have and how you love the laugh.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. He's got a great laugh.
I do. I love life, John.
See, I love life too, Danny. And I know Kitty loves life.
That's loving life.
Oh, Kitty. Where's Lisa?
Kitty.
Is Lisa in there too?
You guys are making me sick.
Lisa McAllister's not in there, is she?
No, she's selling the car.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's selling the car. You know, when you sell a car here at Londoff Chevrolet, you're a star.
Good.
Oh, wow. That's good.
That's pretty good.
Did your marketing lady write that down for you? Kitty wrote that down for you, didn't she?
Kitty wrote down, tell them you are a star when you're selling a car.
Okay, you want to know another interesting fact?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Kitty is my sister-in-law. She's Mimi's sister.
Oh.
So, you talk about family traditions. You talk about buying a vehicle from Londoff Chevrolet. You've got a lot of families that have been buying here for 50, 60 years, and we just want more of the AM and the PM listeners to come and feel that Londoff love that we're spreading around every day here. You like that, Lone Duff Love?
Yeah, oh, how does Kitty feel about your little TV 10-second jobbers that they're playing at the Got Trade Center, too?
I saw that on TV the other night.
Me? I love them. They are the funniest things. We get so much feedback. They love you.
I emailed those out to Frank because I had them here, and I think he already has them. But, you know, the interesting fact is that the previous group that we were using forever, they kind of had some scripts for Frank and I to go by.
Oh.
Walked in and he goes, Frank goes, did you look at the scripts? I'm like, no. And I didn't. He goes, neither did I. So he just shoves them over to the corner and he goes, yeah. here's what I thought we would do. And then, you know, we just came up with stuff that we had talked on the phone about, you know, us making fun of each other, which is, of course, much easier for him to make fun of me
right.
because it's
right.
a sport for Frank, if you haven't noticed that.
We know how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you all have chimed in, too, okay?
Well,
so,
we've been on the receiving end,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, John.
Nobody's immune.
Okay, my therapist, Dr. Frankenstein, he helps me out when you guys abuse me too much.
I'll give you some notes, John, for your next commercial shooting with Frank.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Thanks for chiming in. We just want to make sure you were still there.
I'm still here.
Still there. And playing hockey tonight, you already told me.
Yeah.
So we want to just congratulations out to our hockey team, Coach Jim Campbell. Congratulations, Coach, the Whitfield Warriors, to another Wickenheiser Cup championship Wednesday night down at the Scott Trade. Unbelievable attendance.
I saw that.
By the students and the family and the faculty and friends of the Whitfield Warriors. And I couldn't be more proud of a group of hard playing hockey players, and just you know, watching them develop, and just we've had many teams, and they're all very special. These kids got together, and they just were they're such good friends. You know, when you play sports, sometimes you have people that are kind of maybe ripping on one another, but not these guys. I mean, they were just, and that's the reason that we just. Went to double overtime, went to shootouts against Lutheran South.
That's awesome.
Hats off to Lutheran South. They played a great game, and then CBC snuck one out against SLU. Charlie Busenhart just retired from SLU 40-50 years ago.
Yeah, he's been there 40 years. Yeah.
What school did you go to?
High school hockey is over with this year. We'll talk about it next year, but you've got to get out and watch a high school hockey game next year. We'll
start, it's tremendous.
Talk about that a little bit more next October.
Hey,
November,
John. Johnny. What high school did you go to?
I went to Lutheran North.
Okay, North. It was North.
Went to Lutheran North High School and loved it. Still have a just hung up with my buddy Nick Constantine, who we've been buddies since seventh grade.
If he's your buddy, why'd you hang up on him?
Yeah.
Did you call me, Bill?
Oh, because we called you. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to come up and buy another vehicle for me. So
for him.
Yeah. It's all good, and we're again slam dunk. Come up, shoot some baskets, get into my pocket, get some money, and
what?
Have a lot of fun buying a car. New, we have over 100 Cruises in stock, over I think 100 Malibus. It's a great time to buy a new Chevrolet, Chevy Sonics, the Chevy Equinox, Silverado. We don't know where to park the Silverados that are coming in, so come in, make a deal, and we also. The used car operation, Mark Thornton and his team. We really need trade-ins. So come and have some fun. We're going to give you some great high trade-in value, and shoot some baskets. And yeah, we can't say March.
That other word.
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl, isn't it?
Maddening how madness it is for the month of March. But there are restrictions on saying March Madness.
Yeah, I know.
So we won't say that. But you know, we're open late tonight. And Dan, what time are you playing hockey?
I think 10:00.
Well, don't you think you should know if you're playing tonight? What time? Or
yeah, I have to call one of the guys. They changed the time. So
where are you skating?
Webster.
This is interesting.
That's where we had our practice there last Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good rink.
Great.
I like it.
Dave Garth,
the general manager out there.
Great guys.
Great coach.
Yeah. Hey, we're having our own talk. You guys, we're talking hockey.
Wow. All right, done hockey. Talk Chevy. Danny Londoff Chevrolet. The intersection of Highway Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Have to slow down on the word Elizabeth, but Washington Elizabeth off of 270, 1375 Dunn Road is the actual address, and 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. LawnDoff.com, 24/7, 365. Mary Beth Tedesack and the internet team here to take care of you. You can pretty almost buy a vehicle online. If you go to our website, LawnDoff.com, look at the inventory. Again, if there's a pre-owned vehicle that you want, and you want to do business with us, and we want to do business with you, we'll get it for you. We'll find it for you, and you can go online and do your credit application. We can email back and forth information. You can snap pictures on your smartphone of your trade-in, email it to us, and we can do the same with our vehicle if there's other wow. you know, parts of the vehicle that you want to see. So we're just going digital, aren't we, Kitty?
We are digital.
Wow. Digital! Hey, Kitty, how'd he do?
He did awesome. I was worried that he wasn't going to get the LawnDoff.com in there, but he did.
He always gets the LawnDoff.com in. Always.
He hit the mark.
Yes, he does.
And if I don't mention Mary Beth, Tedesack is her mother and father are both AM and the PM, very near, dear, sweet people. Then she's like, you know, your mom said that you didn't mention my name. Like, you know, just got to reach out to everybody. So, you guys miss Frank? It's Friday. Do you miss him?
No.
Nope.
no Frank Fridays?
He's
no.
just on assignment.
It's like yeah. It's like your parents. It's like your parents are gone. So we're having a party.
Yeah,
we're having a party tonight.
Oh my God! Well, funny. Okay. Well, any questions for me? I think that.
Nope. No. I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was great talking to you as always. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. And 64, 65 degrees tomorrow.
Next week,
see us tonight. We're open late tonight. And then if you can't make it out tonight, please come and see us tomorrow.
Okey-dokey.
Bye, Kitty.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, John.
Bye, kids. Have a great day and drive safe out there. Bye.
All right. John Londoff. All right. We'll be back. It is the big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, things are running like usual. You can never figure out why there's hardly any traffic in the morning, but it's just crazy in the afternoon on Fridays. But that's the way it is right now. Now, downtown eastbound 40, that's jamming up midway between Compton and Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that's approaching part of the Poplar. Coming over the Poplar Street Bridge from Illinois, westbound 5570, that's slow from near Tudor, the Route 3 overpass, onto the Missouri side. Looking at westbound 40 here, you've got some stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. It's slow a little west of Spady through Mason. And then we are slow from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. A couple little open pockets there, but mostly it's pretty slow. And then southbound 270, it's slow between Olive and Ladue, then south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Pro Nutrients. It's a new line of select supplements from Centrum, an omega-3 probiotic and fruit and veggie that work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients help make nutrition possible. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to win two seats to see William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors at the Repertory Theater with McGraw-Millhaven? Simply text the word COMEDY to 84126 or go to the contest tab at KTRS.com and register. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, March 14th. Good luck from the Big 550 KTRS.
The production we are doing is not set in Shakespeare's time. It is set in New Orleans in about 1935, Death Mardi Gras.
Stephen Wolf from The Rep discussing the production of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors.
It's a funny play to start with, that the sense of party that happens around Mardi Gras is all through the play.
Mistaken identities, outlandish disguises, and musical merriment take two sets of twins on a raucous journey through the streets of New Orleans.
And if you're new to Shakespeare, this is a great way to appreciate what the bard does, because you see the cleverness in his writing, the invention that he puts into everything, and the comedy couldn't be clearer.
The Comedy of Errors is at The Rep, March 14th through April 8th.
One of the hallmarks of this production of The Comedy of Errors will be the surprises in store for you. There are musical surprises that will knock you out.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to The Comedy of Errors, call 968-4925 or go to repstl.org.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the recent severe weather? Are you unsure if your home sustained damage and want it checked out by a professional? Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is fully insured, an A-rated member of the Better Business Bureau, and we've won multiple Super Service Awards for roofing and guttering, so we must be doing something right. We're factory-credentialed installers for Owens Corning, CertainTeed, IKO, and Atlas, four of the largest shingle manufacturers in the world. If your house is 15 years old or older, we also offer exterior home inspection services. This is a 37-point written evaluation that covers the major maintenance concerns on the outside, including the chimney flashings, damaged shingles, loose gutters, loose siding panels, and missing caulk, just to name a few. So this is a great opportunity to make sure that your home is in good condition, and we're waiving the $179 fee. That's right, we're waiving the fee. So call Lane House Construction for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 314-845-2166, 845-2166, or www.lanehouseconstruction.com.
Escape cabin fever and demand the sand with the Apple Vacations Super Sale, offering the best values of the season. With Apple Vacations, you pay one incredible price for your entire vacation package. So leave your worries and your wallet at home. 3 nights in Punta Cana at Grand Palladium Bavaro Resort and Spa start from only $921. Or make it 3 nights at Bavaro Princess All Suites Resort, Spa, and Casino starting from only $941. Both trips include nonstop air, all meals and drinks, plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Altair Travel and Cruises at 314-968-9600. That's Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select May departures, including Charter Air and Frontier from St. Louis, and taxes and fees, including 9/11 security fee. $10 Dominican Republic tourist card fee additional. See airline's website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta-potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here?
Macy Gray.
Yeah.
When will they stop? I believe that fight has brought us here.
You have a version of the National Anthem by chance?
No.
Wait, is she the one that looks like Buckwheat, or is that...
Well, I think she's a racist, but I wouldn't...
Wow, she does. Her hair and everything.
She's a woman.
I think she's kind of manly looking.
Yeah, no, yeah. She's not that attractive. Yeah.
Fell off the face of the earth, though.
Yeah. Dreaming. This was a big song, though.
It was.
Huge song. All right, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Good to have you folks along here on this Friday afternoon. They have another book coming out by a Secret Service agent. And the last one, I know Frank talked about it. I read it, and I don't read a lot of books, but this was one I loved, and it was about the, I think it was called In the President's Secret Service, or something like that. And they went through and they interviewed all these Secret Service agents and kind of got little tidbits from each of them. And, you know, going all the way back to JFK, talking about, you know, the way that he would sneak girls into his, you know, the White House, and Lyndon Johnson, and all this stuff, and behind the scenes, and which presidents were nice and which presidents were not nice, and how,
you know, Bill Clinton never forgot the name of anybody, and how, you know, they said the Bushes always treated them very, all the Secret Service people very nice and whatever. So they got a new book out, and it's this Dan Emmett, I believe is his name. And I don't know if he talks about all of the presidents in his book, but from what I was reading, it seemed to be he was going off on the Clintons, and not President Clinton so much as Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, he calls Hillary aloof and says that their staff was very arrogant and that she didn't treat the U.S. Secret Service people very well. Now, this is one Secret Service agent, and I don't know if they typically... See, I would think that you'd have to sign something that says, you know, if you're going to work in the White House, you can't go, you know, after here and
yeah,
go shooting your mouth off
right.
and saying what's going on. But I guess they don't have to sign anything, and maybe it's just sort of an unwritten, unspoken rule.
Or only
but this
when
guy
you're,
has broken that particular
active.
Rule. Well, yeah, and I guess he's not active anymore. And he said that the First Lady, former First Lady, now Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was says she's aloof and didn't treat them very well. Said she never, ever said thank you to agents, unlike her husband, Bill, and the daughter, Chelsea Clinton. And he went on to talk about how Bill put all these... agents in danger and himself in danger. When, do you remember when he used to jog around the White mm-hmm. House and they said that, you know, cause, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine the Secret Service having to, you know, number one, you gotta, I would, keeping up with him probably wasn't a big deal, but I mean, just running out there and, I mean, there's no way that, let's say, President Obama wanted to do, there's no way they'd let him. I can't imagine that you would let him, you know, run just, you know, out in the street, you know,
right.
where anything could happen. They haven't, they're not able to screen anybody. They're not able to set up any sort of a barricade around. Anyway, oh, crap, I did it.
Anyway.
Oh, you did.
And they said they even built a track inside the confines of the White House where he could run, and he didn't want anything to do with it. He wanted to run. So it's a pretty interesting book, I would think. He said this one deal where he wanted to take a picture in North Korea on the border of North Korea and South Korea. You know how dangerous that is over mm-hmm. there, but Bill wanted to have a photo op, and as this guy says, well, when the president tells you he's going to do it, you can't tell him
right.
no.
Yeah.
So that was apparently a really big deal, and could have been very dangerous for himself and could have been a huge mess had it gone down the wrong way. But it could be an interesting book. It's called Within Arm's Length, the book about this Secret Service agent, and he kind of gives you some behind the scenes. I'm fascinated by that stuff. I think that's kind of cool, the behind the scenes. I don't know that I would have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I like that too.
I don't know that I would be able to do that. But I think those guys are, like I met one during the All-Star game, a couple of the Secret Service guys that were down there, and you know, and they don't, it's not their job 24/7. Most of those guys aren't running around the country protecting the president. They're working on, like, you know, counterfeiting type stuff, and
right.
they don't do, you know, like
only
like
that.
What you see them in the movies doing all the time. So I don't know. It'd be a very interesting job, I would think. But that'll be a good book coming out if you want to check that out. Oh, let's see what Joe Pollack died. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah.
He was with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Yeah.
I saw him a few times. I didn't know him. Saw him a few times at some movie screenings. I guess he was 81 and had a heart attack or a stroke while getting ready for bed.
I didn't realize he was that old.
He was 81.
Wow.
And I guess had been in he'd been at the Post for
forever.
Well, this is 23 years.
Huh. I think
I figured
he
had been, maybe he did other things before he started.
He may have. Does it say anything about him being at the Globe? I don't know if he was. I as far as I remember, that's
he was once the once the president for 6 years at the St. Louis Newspaper Guild, now known as the United Media Guild. Was a fixture in St. Louis, an award-winning journalist, and yeah, sad to see that. Huh. But Joe Pollack dead at the age of 81. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have some time to chat. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we will do, instead of our Who Do You Trust, we're going to shake it up a little bit today. We're going to play Family Feud, and only because I just have a craving to hear the Family Feud music, that annoying banjo thing.
It's time to play
yeah.
the feud!
So that we'll do that coming up after 5 o'clock, and I think Peon had a good idea. You guys will, I'll read the survey, and then Peon and Tina and Dan will give their answers, and you will get to pick which one you think is at the top of the survey list, so... We'll do that coming up after 5. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, we've just now got a report of an accident. It's on southbound Kings Highway near Highway 40. We're going to be checking that out in just a little bit. We're looking at westbound 70 now. You've got stop-and-go traffic from 370 through T.R. Hughes, westbound 40. That was heavy Kings Highway through McCausland. It was slow again from west of Spady through Mason and from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. A couple slow pockets there. On eastbound 270, it looks like we're slowing east of McDonald, about midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
This spring, empower your green thumb. Make your lawn even greener and your garden all the more bountiful the natural way with compost from St. Louis Composting. St. Louis Composting offers more than two dozen varieties of STA-certified compost, mulch, and soil blends, available by the bag or by the truckload on both sides of the river. Find the one closest to you at stlcompost.com. To empower your green thumb, call 636-861-3344. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
All right, let me guess. You're getting all these songs off of a Grammy CD. Do you have one of these old Grammy CDs?
It's now version number 4.
Oh, okay. I think I have this at home. It's like a Grammy award-winning CD. Like all the, this would have been, what, 95 maybe or something like that?
Let's see.
I remember both of these songs were on the same CD. 2000, like I said, 2000. Mark Anthony. Talk about it. He's kind of a weird looking guy too, Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
yeah, he is.
A little rat faced.
Yeah,
he does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Frank called him rat faced.
You guys missed American Idol last night. Peon, you would have loved. Oh, did you, Jennifer Lopez's dress? Did you see it?
I saw it online.
It was extremely close to showing nipplage.
Oh. Again?
I mean,
really?
Yeah,
it kind of really
looked like the one she wore.
Oh, my goodness. It was incredible.
She's going for that lately. Huh?
You
do
missed
a little,
it.
Little Googling during the commercial break. Check that out.
Holy cow. It was awesome.
All right. We're going to do a little pre-trivia trivia here as we work our way to 5 o'clock. Tina Dalpiez came in today.
Some info here.
Always prepared.
Info.
I try.
And she has, what do you got over there?
You probably all know the answer to the top-selling album. It's the top-selling album in the United States and worldwide.
Is it Michael
Dark
Jackson?
Side of the Moon?
No, it was.
Thriller?
Thriller.
Yeah. You know, they're giving me a trivia show.
Really?
Because I know stuff like that. It starts
really?
This weekend. Tomorrow night, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You have
that's
a trivia
cool
show and it starts here tomorrow night?
Second I forgot to mention that.
Wow.
Second best-selling album in the United States, The Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Now, that surprises me. That a little bit, yeah.
Third is Led Zeppelin 4.
I thought we were going to guess these, but maybe that was just
no,
me.
No, she's just
fourth
has some
is
info.
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
She's just throwing them out there.
And fifth is Billy Joel's Greatest Hits.
That's bizarre.
Really, The Wall and not Dark Side of the Moon. I would have thought
right, they're
that
different, though, worldwide. Thriller is number one, but number two is
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep. 50 million. Michael Jackson's album, 110 million worldwide. Number three, it's kind of a hard rocker group.
ABBA. Worldwide, number three? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't know. Hard rocking.
Well, it's definitely rock. It's not like heavy metal.
Start with an L?
Nope. It's an acronym, actually.
Oh.
AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were huge worldwide.
Fourth is Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard soundtrack.
Which is the number one selling soundtrack.
Number five, this is very odd. It's Meatloaf, Bad Out of Hell.
Really?
Wow. Uh-huh. Isn't that the one that had Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
Yes, yeah.
And that's in the United States, or that's worldwide?
Worldwide. And then the Eagles again, their greatest hits. The next one is also a soundtrack to a movie.
Footloose.
Saturday Night Fever.
No,
that's
Grease.
That's in there. No, it's Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is a good song.
42 million album sales. Then the Saturday Night Fever, and then the number nine is the Fleetwood Mac album.
Rumors.
Yep. 40 million, and number 10 is a country singer, female.
Shania Twain.
Yep. Come on over.
Wow.
Best-selling single of all time. You probably know this because you're a trivia guy.
The best-selling single
of all time?
It's a Christmas song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
White Christmas.
White Christmas. Yep. Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
$50 million.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill. Maybe we should be hosting the trivia show, Dan.
That was it.
You got to give me time to shine here. Walking all over my turf. All right, there you go. Thank you, Tina.
But most of those are old. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's nothing new that's taken over.
The music industry is...
I think now they sell singles digitally more than they would sell
albums. I think one
albums.
Of the newest albums I saw online that sold a bazillion that's up there is Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, yeah. I had that CD when I was...
It had about eight singles on it, didn't it?
For some reason, I really enjoyed that music, which is very bizarre.
And Hootie and the Blowfish, theirs is way up there,
too. Oh, yeah.
He's really done well as a country music artist.
Yeah, he has.
Darius Rucker. Yeah, he's done very well as a country music singer. All right, coming up after 5, get ready. We're going to do a little Family Feud action here. Be ready to call in and join us, 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'll do that after the news and all that good stuff. And it is 5 o'clock. Welcome to the weekend. It's the big 550 KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just now, we're hearing from passengers about the trouble.